You're listening to the Quince Podcast. Outclass, yes, that's what's happened to the Indian team in Australia as they've lost the ODI series with two straight defeats in Sydney today. The home team posted 389 for 4 and India were eventually found to be 51 runs short. My guest Ayaz Memon is with us. Ayaz, India's performance, nothing close to what was expected from them coming into the series?
Well, if you look at both the matches, they followed a very similar pattern. You know, I mean, India did make 300 plus runs in a chase, but I think they were well short in both matches because the target was just too big, too heavy. You know, 374 in the first match, 389, that's what Australia scored in these two matches. And to get those targets, you need at least four of your top six batsmen to click. Look at how Australia got 389. All five of their top five players all went past 50, and Steve Smith got another 100. Now, if you've got batting heft like that, only then can you chase down a target, you know, which is so huge. In the first match, you had Pandya and Shikhar Dhawan, two guys making the runs or making a bid for victory. In this match, it was Kohli and Rahul, but not anybody else to play an innings of substance. And I think that's where it's cost India dear. But before that, obviously, I think India's bowling performance has been shoddy, below par. And, you know, when you concede so many runs, then it's always going to be a huge amount of pressure on the batsman to chase it down. The same situation would become very different even if India had batted first and even if they had made just say about 340, 350, then the pressure would be on Australia. I think it just shows in both matches why Aaron Finch chose to bat first, because, you know, it does seem that the pitch is actually easing out as the day progresses, and yet India lost both matches.
I'm Mendra Dorji.
And I'm Ayaz Memon.
And you're listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast on The Quint, powered by Farm Easy and Medibuddy. Okay, I'm going to quickly take you through the scores. Australia chose to bat after winning the toss and posted a 390-run target for India. Openers Finch and Warner again gave them a solid start with a 142-run stand before Finch fell to Shami. Warner looked set for a big one, but he was run out on 83 in the 26th over. Steve Smith, though, started from where he left off in the last match, scoring a second straight century before Hardik Pandya, making his comeback as a bowler in this game, sent him back on 104. But there was a late surge as well, with Maxwell and Labuschagne adding 80 for the fourth wicket. In fact, both made half centuries as Australia posted 389 for 4. India tried 7 bowlers, including Mayank Agarwal, who bowled 1 over for 10 runs, with Saini going for 70 in 7. Jadeja was the most economical, conceding 60 in 10 overs. In reply, Shikhar Dhawan and Mayank Agarwal fell in back-to-back overs, with India reduced to 60 for 2 in 8.3 overs. Virat and Shreyas then steadied things with a 93-run stand, but Shreyas caught out on 38. Virat then also fell on 89. And while KL Rahul did stage a fight back during his 76, once he got out, the last hope was Jadeja and Pandya's 6th wicket stand, but they made 33. And then it was just formalities. Australia won the match by 51 runs. Now, Ayaz, is it like a bit of a concern that India never really looked like in a position to win in either of the matches? I know you said they did score 300 plus in both matches, but that sort of almost seemed like the target to just cross 300, but, you know, you knew that a victory wasn't on the cards.
Well, you know, there are ways to look at it. Sometimes when you're confronted with a 374, 389 target, you might crumble for 280, 250, trying to chase it. That didn't happen. So there is obviously some, you know, what I mentioned earlier, I think it's a spirited response, but it's not a good enough response. And I think that in both matches, if you look at both the matches, the pattern, when I said it's similar, you know, in the first match, India got off to what, 50 in 4 overs, just a little over 4 overs. This match too, Shikhar Dhawan and Mayank Agarwal got off to a good start, but not big enough. You know, like Finch and Warner putting up 100 plus in both matches and therefore laying the foundation. If you have wickets in hand, you can launch an assault later. But if two wickets fall of successive overs or in, you know, successive deliveries, then you are set back very badly. And this happened with, you know, with Mayank and Shikhar in this match. And then, of course, Kohli's dismissal, I think, was the turning point, because the way he and Rahul were pacing the innings, they were keeping abreast of the asking rate. And then with Pandya to follow and then Jadeja to come, if they had batted for another 8-10 overs, which is a lot actually in a one-day match, then India had a very good chance of perhaps reaching the target. But the minute Kohli got out, and it took Pandya a while to get his rhythm. In fact, he didn't get into his, you know, the rhythm that we know him to. Then it became just too difficult for India to chase.
You know, after the last defeat, there was a lot of talk of India missing that sixth bowler. Hardik Pandya talked about it. Virat Kohli talked about it. Now, today, Saini went for 17 overs, then forcing Virat to sort of also try out Mayank Agarwal. Also, Hardik Pandya. Actually, what do you make of Hardik Pandya bowling just what, 2 days after he said he wasn't ready yet? He didn't think he was fit and he was probably going to target a T20 World Cup comeback with his bowling.
Well, I think it shows the desperation in the Indian camp that they somehow needed somebody else, because there's a sense of deja vu the way the other bowlers, the regulars, were bowling and the way they were being plastered by the Aussie batsmen. No, not one of them held a threat to any of the Australian batsmen, you know. So I think it was desperation. He tried Mayank for one over, but Mayank maybe has bowled one over in the last 2 years. So even in the nets, perhaps he doesn't bowl. So I think it just forced the issue on Pandya. Now, Pandya, the thing is that he was looking very ginger, hardly bowled at the pace we know him to bowl, didn't even come off his long run-up. But he's a very, very clever bowler. He's a very clever cricketer. And he used variations in pace and the length. You know, he bowled these slow bouncers, etc., etc. And he actually was the one reason why I think Australia couldn't get past 400. Otherwise, they looked set to, you know, get past 400, the score. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if Pandya will bowl in the next match or, you know, or what, that remains to be seen. But certainly, it's clear that India needs some relief, you know, from their regular bowlers. They're just not up to the mark. They're just not making the cut.
Mayank Agarwal, you mentioned that he probably hasn't bowled in the last 2 years. But is there something we're missing there? Does he roll his arm in domestic cricket?
Well, why only Mayank Agarwal? Then we have to look at all the other batsmen. You know, why it's only him? I mean, then it could be Manish Pandey, etc. No, I think what's happened is, you know, as it's got more and more specialised, India, unfortunately, is losing out on all-rounders. And those that are there, somebody like an Ashwin, is now slotted as a five-day cricketer. And then there's Akshar Patel, perhaps, who's, you know, also good with bat, with ball and bat. He's basically a bowling all-rounder, who's not in the team. I think what India's certainly missing are cricketers or batsmen like Tendulkar, Sehwag and Yuvraj Singh for not just, I'm not talking about their batting prowess, but their bowling skills, because they could come in and chip in with 4-5 overs, bowl well, pick up a wicket, sometimes even bowl 10 overs, you know, if things are going their way. So those are the kind of players that India's sorely missing now.
You think maybe Rahul could open in the next game? You think that's an experiment they try, considering it's almost a dead rubber now?
I would have, you know, my own preference, and that's, you know, it's my opinion, that I think they should have gone with Rahul as an opener. Yes, perhaps played Mayank Agarwal in the team because he was in rich form, but Rahul as an opener and with Shikhar Dhawan would have given, you know, not just the impetus, the other guys also started off very aggressively. But Rahul has been recently playing these long innings and playing them at a certain momentum, which worked extremely well for his team Punjab. But I think that form could have carried on here. We saw in this knock how good he looked when he was playing his strokes. And I think the harder ball could have been, you know, advantageous for him.
Do you see India trying Natarajan or Shardul in the third ODI, if only, you know, to see, check out options for the T20 series?
I think it should be the approach. I think now that the series is lost, well, you need to retain your core team. You still want to win, even if it's a consolation win, because you go into the next series on the back of a win, not a defeat. But I would think that Natarajan would bring some variety into this attack, because which is looking very, very, you know, kind of easy meat right now for the Aussie batsmen. So, you know, perhaps a Saini being rested and Natarajan coming in. I know that Natarajan has not been even slotted earlier as an ODI cricketer. He's been strictly seen as a T20 cricketer. But hey, you know, he's there. He's actually been included in the squad. So to have two right-arm fast bowlers and then a left-arm fast bowler might not be a bad ploy at all.
Virat is captain. I mean, you know, we've been talking about India, of course, missing Rohit's batting. But do you think he's missing that vice-captain in Rohit as well, just, you know, to bounce a few ideas during their bowling?
Most certainly. I mean, Virat, you know, as a captain, of course, he's there. He's got a very impressive record, if you leave the IPL aside. But Rohit has been, he's a very seasoned and senior cricketer. He's been very experienced. He's been captaining a lot. He's captained India to win the Asia Cup, which is an ODI tournament. He's won five T20 IPL titles. He's, you know, everybody who's played for and against, with him and against him, rates him very highly as somebody who thinks out, game plans and ideas very strongly. So somebody of his experience not being there is obviously a loss for the captain and for the team.
Okay, thank you, Ayaz. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you all for listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast with Ayaz Memon on The Quint, powered by PharmEasy, India's largest online pharmacy, and Medibuddy.
Thanks for listening. Log on to The Quint's website and check out our other podcasts.